All right. As far as the injuries go, the guys who will not practice today are Abdullah, getting closer, working through the whole concussion deal. And then Ja Reed has got some knee inflammation, so he will not practice today. Tamba, Justin will not practice, still making progress in the right direction. And DeAnthony won't practice. I don't have anything for you on DeAnthony yet. When we get something, I'll be able to fill you in on it. And Doris is kind of handling that part of it. So, listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Raiders. This is an up-and-coming football team. We understand that. They're playing good football. They just beat a good Denver team a couple weeks back and San Diego last week. So, well, we know what – we're very well aware of them and their talent and their coaching. They're solid all the way through from Reggie, the ownership on down. So, yeah, we respect that. So, we're coming out here today for day one and getting prepared. Time's your
end. Is DeAnthony in the building or is he gone?
I don't know that. I don't know exactly where he is. Like I said, Doris is kind of handling that.
Andy, when you guys are 1-5, I know you had to lock into just staying with the day by day process. But how much of that is also saying, you know, we don't quit?
Yeah, I mean that's not the makeup of this group. They're a pretty straightforward group. They've been that way through camp. I think they trusted each other, and that was probably the biggest thing going there. And they understood that there's a small margin between winning and losing in this league. I mean, it's crazy, all the parity in this league. So nobody's better than anybody on a given Sunday until you play the game. So that's how it rolls.
And just in you as a coach too, Andy, and I don't know if you can trace this as far back as when you were playing football yourself, but is there something about the game or something about this that teaches that, or that it shows you that if you're not one, you're the other?
Yeah, well, I think the game teaches you that you got to bring your best every day. That if you're off by a tick, things can happen, and that you have to have a short memory. You got to learn from your mistakes and have a short memory. So you know, and trusting yourself and your guys, the guys around you.
Andy, when we talked to you the other day, you weren't certain how you were going to handle Sunday's game. How are you going to play it now?
Yeah, guys are going to play. Yeah. Yeah, they're all playing. Everybody's playing. Yeah, we're planning to win the game, yeah. I mean, that's the way we go into every game. Yeah, that's how we're going.
Will you monitor what's going on with Denver and if they're
I'm not even sure of all the scenarios. I just know we got to play this one, and everybody's getting ready to do that. And that's how we're focused. I haven't really gone beyond that, so.
I'm
telling you, I don't think much about that stuff. I'm very simple that way. Every week, we're going to prep ourselves. We're going to work our tail off and kind of take care of the job at hand. I do know we were 1-5, and then we've handled every one of those, and every one of these is kind of the same way, just trying our best to get better. We got so much room to improve that I don't think we can look beyond that. So that's what we're focused on today.
Coach, you had an opportunity to face off against Charles Woodson throughout your career. What were your general thoughts on his retirement?
Yeah, I'm glad he's picking a different profession. He's a heck of a player. He still can play. I mean, he said that. There's just a point you get to where it's time. He feels that. More power to him. I mean, you know, for being able to do that, going out as a Pro Bowl caliber player. And he's done it at two different positions and probably could have done it at wide receiver if he chose to do that. So this guy's a phenomenal athlete, good person, good leader, good for the National Football League. Yeah.
Coach, throughout your career, how have you gone about earning the respect of players in your locker room and then maintaining it as well?
Listen, I don't know. I try to shoot everybody as straight as I can shoot them. Try to treat them the way you want to be treated, right? So try to keep it at that. I don't – that's about it.
Were you surprised by the developments out of Philadelphia yesterday?
I haven't really followed it that close because we're – like hunkered down here. But I understand what's happened. I wish both sides well. I mean, that's all I can say on it. I don't know much about it, you know, other than that. So.
Andy, you've spent a lot of time around Jeremy Macklin, and I'm sure investigated a whole lot about him when he decided to draft him. What is the foundation that makes him a productive NFL receiver?
He's a hard worker and very competitive. He's obviously got some talent, too, in there. But he's gonna maximize, and he's done that with his career. He's gonna maximize his talents. That's not always the case with every player, but he's made that a goal and how he goes about his business to do that. And you know, he's a good person. He's very, very intelligent on top of all of that. So
when you sat down at the end of last season with Dorsey and looked at potential candidates, free agents, draft picks, so forth, and his name was on there, how soon did it take you to go, all right, we got to get him?
Yeah, I thought he was staying. I mean, that's really up until he came here. I mean, I thought that was that's what was going to happen, so I didn't pay much attention to it. I just, you know, he did a great job there, and I know, you know, he wanted to stay there. So I just figured that was going to get done, and that wasn't, he really wasn't on our board because of that, you know. So.
And last time you faced Oakland, Khalil Mack was a handful for you guys. What do you have to do differently?
Yeah, well, he's still a handful, so we respect the heck out of him. You know, he's a tremendous football player, and so our guys will get ready for him, and we know he's going to bring it every snap. In the run game, pass game, it really didn't matter. So we'll prepare ourselves that way.
A couple more guys.
With Justin Houston, is this just precautionary more than anything else at this point? Or is this he's still trying to get back right now?
Yeah, he's still working to get back. I mean, that's what he's doing. Yeah, making a lot of progress. But, you know, we're just – when I tell you it's day by day, this one's day by day. You know, a little bit of Tombaugh's is just working on the indoor surface here, but he's making progress too, so it's all good. It just comes natural.
So Mike DeVito didn't teach you that?
No.
DJ, you've talked a lot about the depth of the team, and one guy in particular, Frank Zombo, just his ability to back up multiple spots in defense.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's big. I mean, he doesn't want to come off the special teams thing. He's in a point race there. They keep a chart on points, and so he wants to win that son of a gun. And so he doesn't want to come off special teams. At the same time, he wants to play every down he can on the defensive side. So it's a tribute to his determination and flexibility there in doing so many different things for us.